Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday night, open mic, inner sight, and hello everyone. The program where you can pick your own subject. If you want to call in, keep it clean. Otherwise, we'll have to give you the magnetic boot. Yeah, you don't want that. So that clings to you and pushes all the way up in the air and dumps you. The boot. All right. Open mic. And, you know, there's a million things you could talk about. But just before I went on the air, I was thinking, what's on my mind? What's the one of the most precious thoughts on my mind? And that is the death of Milton the guide dog. I just cannot get past what happened at that school. Of course, we don't know the whole story of what happened. We only know what was reported. You know. But the horrible, horrible crime that has taken place, and people have gotten away with it. For those of you who don't know, a blind woman, well, she's blind and partially deaf, Michelle, was told that she had to bring Milton back to the school for a refresher, for some training. She reported some kind of a problem with him, a restless problem, when she was in school at the Helen Keller Foundation. You know, school where they teach you how to deal with different things and how to do things and so on. And she reluctantly brought the dog back. You know, she wanted the school to come to her, and they refused. They said, no, this is how we do it. You know. Now, right there, at that very point, if there were any rights in the matter, she could have demanded a fair hearing. No, I don't agree with you. I think the dog would benefit, and I would benefit more, if you would come to the school where I'm taking these classes and observe what Milton is doing and why, try to figure out what this problem is. You know. But they refused to do that. They insisted that she bring the dog back. All right. The trainer got the dog. It was July, middle of a heat wave. And we don't know why she left the dog in a locked van. Now, reports have said that it had to be over 100 degrees in that van. And the dog, of course, perished. They lied to Michelle. They tried to cover it up. And the worst part, well, I don't know what's worse, the death of Milton or the denial of replacing Milton, giving Michelle another guide dog. I mean, that to me is the most horrible part, that there's no protection in that. There's no laws. There's no recourse legally. And that's why Inner Sight is so set on getting the schools licensed and regulated. We have almost 80,000 names on our petition. You can go and read it and sign it, change.org, and July will be 2 years that Michelle's been without a guide dog, and the school hasn't offered to help her. All right, we'll be doing a special on the anniversary of Milton. We want to put together a special Inner Sight program for that. So that's one of the biggest things on the mind of millions, I'm sure, who think about it. And, of course, yours truly, who lives with a guide dog every day and who knows what that dog means, all right? And the politicians and the agencies that just let this school get away with this have done nothing about it. You know, that makes it worse, and that sends a message. You know, just be a good little blind person, keep your mouth shut, and don't tell us what to do. That's the message in all this. And that's what Inner Sight is totally opposed to. You know. So we keep on with it. And this program is brought to you by Milton. More specifically, a day for Milton that we created last May and honored him and brought people together.
I'm here.
And we urge anyone out there who would like to create a day for Milton to call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. We'd like to get a day for Milton in another state, if possible. But wherever you want to do it, it'll work. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, one of our sponsors. That's where Milton spent a lot of time, and you can see pictures of him in there and a presence of him. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, for catering, 631-286-0444 on the Shelby's Kitchen. Hey, we're brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, my good friends over there. Joanne Diamond and her daughter Belle and Matt, all obviously big Akita lovers. 609-388-7004, or you can email them, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. So check it out. Adopt an Akita. Support the great Akita Rescue, and we thank you for that. All right, Kennedy Realty, a friend of Inner Sight in Islip, New York, where you can get information on buying a house, selling a house, renting a house, mortgage information. So give Mr. Kennedy a call, 631-888-1186. Tony Anthony Kennedy, the realtor in Islip, New York. We thank the Islip Cleaners for supporting Inner Sight and all of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank one of our latest volunteers, Andrea, who has been working now with the video. And we're going to start doing live on YouTube.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. You can buzz us up at the hotline, 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight hotline. All right, let's see. You need dog food, cat food? Keep this number handy, 631-484-3085. That's a good number to keep handy if you ever need food for your animal. Talk to Gary. He's the guy who started the whole thing. Nobody starved on Long Island. So, again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. And we thank all our friends, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avante Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, to mention a few of the children. And most of those that we just mentioned have passed. So Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. And we thank you for that. All right, this is open mic. You can call in 213-816-1650.
We have Louie on the line.
Yeah, Louie's kind of early.
Mm-hmm.
All right, open mic, and we'll get we'll take a call from Louie the Lip. Live. Louie the Lip live.
Yeah, here it comes.
Three big L's.
Hello, Frank.
All right.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey.
Hello, Louie.
Happy Valentine's Day for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I got to get some chocolate.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
it's
I like
chocolate. Baker's chocolate is really good. I like that.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Let me talk to Louie.
Okay.
Hey, Louie. You got a Valentine girl? You got a girlfriend?
Maybe so. I don't know. Maybe Buffy.
You don't know?
No, no.
Well, don't you think you should ask her?
Yeah. I could do the boogaloo shingling and the twist and everything.
Yeah, well, I got a good idea. See, you want to ask her? Invite her over to the house, see? And
uh-huh.
you get a bigger pizza pie. And you put
yeah.
it in front of it with all of it, the sausage and the mozzarella and all that on it, everything on it. And then you take out the conga drum. See? And you start playing the drum and you go, I love you, my mommy, I love you, you know, like that. Buffy will say, Louie, what happened to you? Are you sick?
We got
no,
him
I'm not sick. I want you to be my Valentine-y.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Right, so call
with
up.
With lipstick.
You know, huh? Yeah.
Well, out with lipstick.
Yeah, lipstick.
Lipstick, I'd say. Well, you could put lipstick on the drum, see?
No lipstick, nope. Not on bongos, not on conga drum.
There you go.
On the conga drum. Well, put the lipstick
yeah.
on Buffy. That's even better.
That's better. I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah. So Valentine's Day, is lovely. It's only that I love all too. V is very entertaining. E is entertainment. Love. It only means a theme or two. Love is all love is one for me and you.
Yeah, who recorded that song, you know, Lou?
Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There must have been other people, but I never heard anybody else sing that song.
Uh-huh.
I wonder who wrote that song, Louie.
You do.
No, I didn't write it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's an oldie.
Yes, it is.
Might have been
Irving
Berlin. I don't know.
Maybe.
Long ago and far away, I can dream of you. And now we have a friendly love all around. And be if love drops, he's flirting with the girls in love is
flirting. Don't sing that one to Buffy. She might faint.
Yeah.
Sing
you know that song, Long Ago and Far Away.
Yeah.
Who's singing? You
yeah,
did?
All right. So while you're singing, play the drum, you know, the conga.
Yeah, I got my soup in here. I got potato soup and crackers.
Potato soup?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
My mom made it.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, Suzanne, you want some potato soup?
I love potato soup, Louie.
Yeah.
I
wish you could come home and give you some. I got to talk to my mother.
Bye. Sorry.
Yeah, so...
Someone's on the line.
You're going to give us a little preview of Friday night?
Yeah. Hey, that woman sitting on my lap, and oh my God, I can't breathe.
Can't breathe.
That lady kissing me and sitting on my lap, it tickles
me too.
She
takes away your breath, huh?
It tickles me too.
She's like a mean cat.
Mean cat.
And Suzanne, that lady kisses me and tickles me.
No, but that's not bad.
Girls like to tickle people.
I don't tickle people. Because they usually tell me,
I have
a tickle spot. All
right, so give us a little promo there.
Okay. Wait, hold on a second. Hey, Suzanne, those ladies like to tickle me and kissy-kissy.
Oh. Yeah.
Because they love me.
I know they do.
They like to tickle and kissy-kissy.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it make me feel good, feel better.
There you go.
Yeah, big, wet, kissy-kissy. Yeah, okay.
All right,
okay,
how about that
Frank,
promo?
Here it comes. Okay, here it comes. On a Friday night, make sure you're calling on that number for Frank Perino's Frolics or the Funnies from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. On a Friday on Intersight Blog Talk Radio. Well, a lot of fun. And the swab and the tickle feather.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies' bathroom and the Jerry Lures and Pat Cooper's waiting for me. Look for Rosanna Dow with the tickle feather.
Mm-hmm.
And get it on
all
with
right.
me.
All right, Louie. That sounds
tickle
good.
Head. How's the weather?
A little chilly.
It stopped
snowing. It was
snowing
this morning.
Yeah, it did.
It's not a blizzard.
No, it's like only 6 inches less than 6 inches, maybe 3. It's not bad. My wheelchair went through.
My brother and I clean up the driveway.
Well, that's good.
So I can walk to the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Suzanne and Frank, I'll call you on Viernes and the 8-9 de la noche con Inside Radio Blog Talk Radio.
There you go.
Yeah. All the Spanish people listen.
Okay.
Yes,
okay, have a good evening. I love you.
I love
happy
you too,
Valentine's
Louie.
Day.
All right,
happy
thanks,
Valentine's
for calling
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Intersight at 213-816-1650. And tomorrow, Valentine, right? All you broken-hearted lovers, give us a call. We'll try to cheer you up. All right. Intersight and listen to the news. I listen to the business news, you know, about all these companies moving forward, trying to manipulate things. And I heard something about yesterday. Are you chewing in the phone? What's all that noise?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything.
All that.
I'm just sitting
like
here.
Sounds like somebody chewing in the phone.
No, I'm sorry. I don't.
Anyway,
know.
You're not supposed to be on. You're supposed to be the engineer. Remember?
Yeah, no. I'm just waiting for you to give me a command. The stupid things that we press, it's not. I can't hit it well, so that's why I'm leaving the mic open.
All right, Inner Sight on open mic. You want to do something? Check and see if anybody's on the line.
There's nobody there. I'm looking at it.
All right. And I heard something on the news. I didn't get the whole story, but something about Mr. Trump asking the judge to make former presidents not to give them immunity until after the election. Now, you know, you got the guy is trying to attract people to vote for him, obviously. You know, and I mean, you would think that would show his honesty, you know, that in other words, he's saying, don't make me immune. Let the chips fall where they may, and let people see that I have nothing to hide. So I don't know if the judge went along with him or not. But
no.
I know that many of diplomats are immune from prosecution and all that stuff. You know, just the regular diplomats as part of the privileges that they get when they come into this country. So who knows? We'll see what happens with that. But a lot of people say that Mr. Biden is losing his memory. I don't know how true that is. What?
Just want to let you know I'm going to call back in because I hear it too. So let me call back in. Okay?
All right. All right, open mic, and one of the things that really we have to deal with, and we've talked about this before, and I'm hoping that these politicians are going to start talking about it, because it's a law that was created now years and years ago that has not been updated. You know, you have all this technology stuff that comes out, and if you notice, every year, these companies are trying to advance their product and what they're trying to, what they sell to the public, you know. In other words, they're not standing still and waiting for something to happen. They're trying to attract people. Whereas the government, as regards the disabled, is not doing that. They're in the same old rut, the same old crap that we have to deal with, and the Americans with Disability Act is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That there's no criminal activity, no criminal prosecution attached to that law that I know of in any way, shape, or form. So we need to get these politicians to improve on that, and there should be money behind the American Disability Act. You can't do anything in this world without money. Try it. See how far you get. That's how this country is, you know. So And the government should allow the agencies to raise money to promote and to modify the ADA, and they should match, you know, they should put half the money up. I mean, they created the law, but there's no power behind it. There's nothing behind it. So we need to get a politician or politicians to wake up and do something about this. And therefore attracting the millions of voters who have to deal with the ADA. I mean, just yours truly alone. It took me 5 years to settle a simple case where a bus driver wouldn't let me on the excessive ride with my guide dog. Now, that shouldn't be. There's no power behind the ADA. There's no money. There's no agency that you can call and say, hey, I want to send out a news release about what happened to me. I don't think it's right that this guy gets away scot-free or whatever, you know. Nobody you can call like that who has the funds and the means to do that, to back you up. If the money was there, it could be done. So that's a big thing coming up on the election, and you know, just to hear people say they're going to do something, or they're for helping the disabled, that's a bunch of bull crap. Spell out what you're going to do. Join us for a news conference. Let the public know. Show us what you're going to do, especially these people who are running for office who are lawyers. They know how to draw up a law. Draw the damn law up, and let's have a news conference. Put your money where your mouth is. Show us what you're going to do. Otherwise, you're full of crap. I don't believe any politician who just talks. None of them. I'll only believe it if they stand up with us in the media and have material to show that they mean business, that, you know, all right, I can't do it now. I'm not in Congress, but I can certainly urge Congress to do it. And when I get elected, here it is. Here's the law. Here's what, you know, here's the whole thing of how a nursing home should be turned into accessible housing and keep people in their own home. I will propose this law, you know. Unless they do that and give it to the media and put it on the news, what they're going to do and what they want to do, they don't have my vote. I don't tell people how to vote, but I'm just telling you that my vote. And like I said before, I will not vote for either Biden or Trump. I'm going to write in Ed Romaine, a man who honored Milton, the guide dog. All right, Inner Sight, open mic tonight, and you got anything you want to sound off about? Let's run the Able News.
Okay.
Paper, 829.
About the disabled. It serves the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and thank you, Angela. Melanie, for sharing with us, and we appreciate that very much. A reminder, we've had to move the nursing home news conference. It was originally going to be February 27th, but because of a conflict with Silo, we have to move it to the middle of March. I'm hoping next week to get the date. We'll see how that goes. All right, what the hell is all that noise on my show?
Sorry, I thought I'd be here for you. Let me
all
just
that horrible noise, man. You got to stop that. I told you a million times. All right, Inner Sight and open mic where you can pick your own subject. Now, tomorrow night, the nursing home show, we're going to put up a theme tomorrow night that somebody pointed out to me today. In fact, the cameraman on the television show said that there's three different conditions that will put you in a nursing home: incontinence, dementia, and if you can't move properly. So those are the three different major, and I'm sure that, you know, that there's more, but he was told by a nurse, well, his mom was a nurse. I'm sure that was probably the one who told him. But those are the three different criteria that will land you in a nursing home. Now, tomorrow night we're going to talk about that, because each criteria can be met with help for a person in their own home. And we're going to analyze that tomorrow night to show you how you don't need a nursing home and how, in fact, a nursing home is the worst place to be if you have any of those three conditions, because you don't get the help you need. So that's tomorrow night. We'll write it out and put it up and talk about that. Thursday night, I don't know, it's a subject. We'll decide on that. Friday's the funnies on Inner Sight. So we'll have a bunch of whacked up fun over here on Friday. Just goof off. Inner Sight open mic, 833 New York. If you're in New York or anywhere in the, you want to call in, or if you're listening to us in different parts of the world, we thank you for that. And we don't have an 800 number, so we apologize for that. Anybody out there like to sponsor an 800 number for Inner Sight? That would be good. We can get calls from all over the earth. You know, it'd be nice to get calls like that. All right. So, yeah, we talked about the guidelines, the Inner Sight guidelines, how you can tell if a candidate is for real. You know, ask them the questions, be it, you know, whatever subject you want to talk about. I mean, you know, the three major ones, the ADA, the service dog schools, and the nursing home, but I'm sure that there's a lot more on the minds of many, many people. But try to get if they answer positive that they want to do something, try to get them to commit to a news conference and how they are going to try to attract the vote of the disabled community. That's the thing to do. Get them to commit to a news conference and present material in that news conference to show that they mean business. You know, these politicians have the president, that is, and the governor. I believe the governor in the state has it too, the power of enforcement, you know, executive order enforcement, that is. They did it during the COVID. You know, all the governors enforced it. You know, everybody had to wear the mask or whatever it was. They considered it an emergency. But they don't consider it an emergency when a person is neglected in a nursing home and they worsen and many of them die, even though they're sent to a hospital. They still die, either in the hospital or back in the nursing home. But to the governor and the president, that doesn't merit an executive order, you know, to get people into their own home and help them remain in their own home. So it tells you right there the level of caring when it comes to the disabled community. They have the power, and yet they don't use it to advance people and to make the system a lot better than it is. A lot of... Now, they spent... I heard a thing on the news a couple of weeks ago how one of the big airlines, you know, spent billions of dollars in renovating the lounges and all that in the airport, making it fancy and all that, whatever they did, I don't know. But they spent a lot of money. And I'm thinking to myself, what about the disabled person, you know, who gets on the plane and can't get into the restroom? They spent all that money, but did they make it so that at least a couple of planes, start out with a couple of planes, are accessible for a person to have the courtesy and the dignity to go into the bathroom and have privacy? They can make a plane like that. They can do anything these days. All you got to do is make the damn thing wider. You know. And allow people to have their comfort and their dignity. Now, I don't believe that they did that to one plane. I don't think there's one aircraft that I've ever heard of that is accessible for a person to roll in there in their wheelchair and you know, do what they have to do. I don't believe there's a one. They have it on many of the railroad trains. You know, the Metro North, Long Island Railroad, and the Amtrak, you know, where you go cross country, you can roll into the restroom and use it. Well, what's the matter with the plane? Now you see, though, we had somebody on the show a while back, some lawyer or something, I forget who she was, but the airlines are governed by federal rules. So are the trains, you know, the Amtrak and all that. Now, if they're both governed by the federal rules, how can the airlines get away with not having an accessible laboratory for someone who needs it. What the hell is that? Why doesn't the President of the United States issue an executive order, you know, that at least half the fleet of planes must have accessible restrooms under executive order? You know why he won't do it? I'll tell you why. Because he wants all the pilots and all the people who work on these airplanes to vote for him. That's what that's about. You know, well, Mr. President, if you consider doing it, you might get more disabled people to vote for you than the pilots and the attendants and the stewardess and all that. There's over 42 million. Consider the numbers. You know, that's what they really ought to do. And write the executive order and put it out there. Make them do it. They spent all that money. How does that benefit us who are disabled? When you can't even get into it, go to the bathroom. You can go to the bathroom underground, all right. You know, but not when you get up in the aircraft. Now, what the hell kind of stuff is that? That's a contradiction right there. In other words, they care about the person on the ground, but the minute they leave the ground, you can't get in the restroom. President should fix that. Congress should fix it. The agencies should be putting out news releases about it, like we just did here on the air around the world. We just let everybody know that a disabled person cannot relieve themselves on a plane in privacy in the restroom. All right? Why don't the agencies send out a news release and let people know? Do a PSA. You don't even have to pay for that. They don't do enough for us. It's like they're not even there, really. Where the hell were they when Milton was murdered? You know, where were all these agencies when people's guide dogs were being taken and locked up in Hawaii and England and all that? You know. They didn't do a damn thing about it. Maybe they wrote a letter. That's not enough. That's nothing. Anybody can write a letter. To me, that's not enough when somebody's life is being tampered with. All right, in a sight, 213-816-1650. And, you know, there's so many statistics that we don't have. I was thinking of one just now when I was talking about the aircrafts. How many people in the last 10 years have boarded an aircraft who couldn't get in the restroom? Where's that statistic? See? All of these things that we talk about, all these different issues that we talk about, notice that there's no information on them. They don't want people to know. And that's a horror. That makes the whole damn thing worse. You know, that the politicians don't remedy that, do something about that, and pass a law that these statistics must be made known. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape? Call Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 for all their help. I don't think I gave you that number before. And all who believe in justice and freedom and inner sight and what we stand for and what we're trying to do is simple, common sense. It's all it is. You know, we say that if there's money there to help a person who's disabled, then let it help them. Don't let it fade out when the going gets tough. See, that's what how these programs operate. You know, a person. Let's take what we said before: the three different areas. Let's take incontinence, right? Which, by the way, can be helped a great deal through natural holistic healing. You're not going to get that in the nursing home. Hell no. They're going to let you pee all over yourself and stay there for hours, and that's how you get infection. Now, at least in your own home, you wouldn't have to wait because you'd have someone there who could immediately attend to you. But it's just a horror story that these politicians allow this to happen and don't address it and don't do anything about it. All right, Inner Sight, let's see. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, right? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Oh, I wonder why they... there's a guy by the name of St. Valentine. Can you look up Valentine's Day? See what they say about it? Engineer, you
yes.
there?
Yeah.
Look up Valentine's Day.
Give me a chance to open the mic. Okay, hold on.
I want to hear what they say about Valentine.
They have a lot of chocolates and eggs and stuff like that on the page, but I really want to know what, okay, here we are. The 14th, February 14th, is celebrating St. Valentine's Day. Okay, in various Christian denominations, it has, for example, the rank of, what does that say? Oh, commemoration in the calendar of saints in Anglican communion, I guess. The feast day of Valentine's is given in calendar of saints, of the Lutheran Church. And that's it.
Well, they're talking about Saint Valentine. Who was this guy?
I remember vaguely when somebody said it was what's that place that it might have started in Britain area.
Well, look up St. Valentine, see what you get. I want
to
know.
Yeah, as opposed to the other.
Did.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
Right.
Man.
Right, was he a great lover or what? Who was he?
Was he a great lover? I like that. No, I don't think so. I think he just,
you know.
You
don't know about Valentine's Day, you better be.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, it doesn't make
sense. True history of Valentine's Day and what to know. Okay. The real history of Valentine's Day. From, I can't pronounce this word. R-A-U-C-O-S, Ruckus. From Ruckus. Ruckus, yeah. Roman festival to Christian martyrs to a medieval celebration of spring. We explore the origins of most romantic holidays. All right, let's move down. Valentine's today is a sweet day of pink and purples. Boxes of chocolate and bouquets, students.
So it goes back to the medieval days.
Right, exactly. They were doing romantic dinners.
But they're
and
not
all
telling
that.
You about this saint.
No.
What he looked like, or
right.
You know, what he did, what he stand for, how many girlfriends did he have, or whatever.
All of that.
Yeah.
You should have.
I mean,
an angel.
I don't know why they credit this guy with being a Valentine. They're not saying, not talking about that. All right, so you got to use your imagination, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, the best way to look at it, and you know, but every situation is different. Every situation is individualized when it comes to love and romance, all kinds of different things. All right, 8:51, New York, open mic. Anybody out there want to talk about St. Valentine, call 213-816-1650. All right. And give us your rendition of Valentine. All right. And tomorrow night, don't forget the nursing home show tomorrow night. 8 to 9 here on Inner Sight. Now, everybody should be interested in that because anybody could wind up in a damn nursing home. You know, it doesn't matter what your age is either. You know, under certain circumstances, you could wind up in a nursing home. So it's not a good place to be. Somebody said to me that there was one nursing home that was supposed to be very good. I'm not going to mention the name, but it's a popular name. And my response was, don't be fooled by a name. It's still a nursing home. Carrying on the same horrors that all the others carry on. Well, sometimes people can misinterpret a place when they hear a certain name. So don't let that sway you, because any place that operates like a nursing home is horrible. All right, 213-816-1650, open mic, Inner Sight. And if you'd like to be on the show, drop us a line. Send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Or you call the Inner Sight hotline and leave your phone number, 631-224-3090. So check it out. All right, we have 122,471 last night listens. So we're moving up there. Let's see. Our next goal is 123,000. It'd be nice when we get 125,000. That's going to be my next goal, 125,000. Listens. It's a good number. So, yeah, we're going to try to get more guests on the show as we progress and closer to this a nursing home news conference. You know, the thing is, you invite these people to come on, these people who run these nursing homes or the commissioner of health and all that, and they never respond. I invited someone a few years ago from Open Doors, I think it was, and she said, "Oh, I got to get permission and all that," you know. And she told me it takes 60 days. I said, "What? 60 days for what? To find out if you can talk about what your program is?" Now, right there, it's got to tell you that something is wrong, that they're trying to hide something, or that they're ashamed of something, you know, or that something is not working right. And we know that something's not working right, because all that money that's being allocated and people applying and are being turned down. So there's something going on, and I believe that's why they didn't want to come on the show. Because the question, one of the big questions is going to be, well, how many people have you turned down in the last 10 years, let's say? What's the number? See? And then the next question is, well, didn't your agency still get the money? You know, and so on and so forth. So when people have something to hide, they don't want to come out and talk about it. Pretty obvious. Inner sight reveals all these things because we care about people and we're determined to change the system that is oppressing millions and millions of people. And as long as you have these horrible nursing homes, that oppression will continue, and you got to protect yourself as best you can to stay out of those places and not get involved with them and keep yourself safe. All right, Inner Sight, been open mic. I'll be with you tomorrow night to 9, Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank all our friends for supporting Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate it. Suzanne, engineer, and all of our friends who listen, and all who will be listening. We add people all the time. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.